begin with tennis, and Tomáš Berdych has won lots of plaudits here in the Czech Republic after reaching his first ever Grand Slam semi-final at the French Open. The Czech faced Robin Söderling in Paris on Friday, opening brightly before losing the first set. Then, however, Berdych kept his composure to go 2-1 up on sets before the Swede regained the upper hand, taking the last two sets to edge out a 3.5-hour thriller, 6-3, 3-6, 5-7, 6-3, 6-3. At a news conference afterwards, an exhausted-looking Berdych identified one possible turning point.
The very important moment was in the first set when I lost my serve. Yeah, I think that game was not good from my side, you know. I made really two easy mistakes, lost easy my serve, you know, and I think that one was really important because then, you know, I could stay with him, you know, then had a couple of chances to make a break, you know, could finish the first set on my side and then all the match could be different.
Tomáš Berdych has now risen to 13th in the world rankings and is knocking on the door of the top 10. Clay is his least favourite surface, and his great run at Roland Garros is being seen by the Czech media as evidence that at 24, he's finally maturing as a top-class player. It's also raised hopes of further success on the grass at Wimbledon, which gets underway in less than 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, the Czech doubles specialist Lukáš Dlouhý failed to make it two titles in a row at the French Open. He and India's Leander Paes lost 5-7-2-6 to Daniel Nestor of Canada and Nenad Zimonjic of Serbia in Saturday's final. Finally, some ice hockey news, and one of the all-time greats of Czech hockey, goaltender Dominik Hašek, has just signed a one-year contract with Spartak Moscow in the Continental Hockey League. Hašek recently won the Czech Extraliga title with his hometown team Pardubice at the remarkable age of 45 and ended weeks of speculation when he signed on the dotted line with the Russian club on Monday. The Dominator was one of the most successful goalies in the NHL in the 1990s and early 2000s and was also a member of the Czech team that became legends at home when they won the Olympics in 1998. That's all the sport for today.
Thanks to